It struck me, I think it was on the drive here, proving once again that yes, I am a little dense at times, that if I don't tell people that I'm not going to be here at this part of the service, the people who only listen to the service won't know that there won't be a recording next Sunday. So I'm going to let you know now that I will not be here next Sunday or the Sunday after, but after that I will be back. Yes, for those of you who know, I was supposed to get a knee fixed on January 2nd. That has been postponed upon the advice of people who know more than I do about, well, lots of things, but especially knees, because that's the one I'm most concerned about. So I will be back in, not next Sunday or the Sunday after, but the one after that. So it won't be a recorded sermon unless Bev sends me one, in which case I'll be happy to put it up. But that's where we're at. And so I was looking at our texts and I was thinking about where we are in the year. Christmas is over, New Year is just on the cusp, and we have many things to think about. So let's talk about clothes. We're going to talk about clothes for a couple of reasons. First of all, to get it out of our system, most of us got clothes when we were younger and didn't like it because they didn't fit. They were scratchy sweaters made by people who didn't know how delicate our skin was, or whatever it might be. And most of us, when we were little, were not looking for clothes. We were looking for toys. Or food. Or both. But when we think of moving into a new year, there's lots of things we can do. There are people who make resolutions or set goals at this time of year. It's a good time to look back and reflect on the year in the past. If that's the kind of thing that you do, this is the perfect time to do it. You don't have to. You don't have to make resolutions, especially not the ones that are really hard to keep. You know, the regular gym members hate January because for the first 3 weeks or so, it's absolutely packed. You can't get near anything. And then it falls off, and by the end of February, it's back to normal with maybe two or three new people. But if you're going to make resolutions, make them. But make things that are important to you that are going to be easily kept. So when we talk about clothes, the reason why is because in two of our passages, clothes are really quite important. We read in 1 Samuel that every year, Hannah, when they went up to the temple for the festival, she would make Samuel a robe. Take it to him when they went up for the annual sacrifice. Well, what would she do that for? Well, obvious reason, a rhetorical question, not even a very good one. He's growing. He's getting bigger. And so Hannah, knowing how children work, makes, I'm guessing, a slightly bigger robe every year. I don't know if she took the other ones back and put them carefully in a box like some people do or what she did with them. But Samuel got new clothes, got a new robe every year because he outgrew the old ones. We can outgrow our clothes too. We did it when we were younger. We can outgrow our clothes horizontally as well as vertically as we get older, perhaps. But the clothes I'm talking about more than anything else are what are found in Colossians, where Paul, writing to these people in the city of Colossae, says, "Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with a bunch of things." Now, I didn't do any extra study on the Greek verb to clothe, but my suspicion is that it's another one of those Greek ones that is sort of do this and keep doing this. It's not a one-time thing. Well, if nothing else, Paul had very few one-time verbs. So this is a clothe yourself and keep clothing yourself. Well, why would we do that? Can we grow in things like compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience? Can we get better at bearing with each other and forgiving grievances we have against each other, and on it goes? Well, yes, we can. And the metaphor of clothes is a really interesting one to me, because what it says is that it's possible you might need bigger clothes. You might need a bigger set of compassion or kindness or humility, because we're called to work on these things and to get better at them. When I first came into a meaningful relationship with God, when I experienced the reality of God's love for me in a way that made sense to me, yes, I became more compassionate. I became more kind. It took a while for humility to show up at all, but a bit more of that, more gentle, more patient. But I didn't just pop out fully formed, if you will, fully clothed in an adult's clothes when I first started. I started very small. It took quite a while for me to see growth in compassion and kindness to people, and especially humility and patience, because I didn't do those very well. But if we stick with the metaphor of clothes, because I like it, there came a time when I outgrew the garment of compassion that I had, the garment of humility, the garment of patience, because I had more of it. It wasn't that I wasn't doing it anymore, it's that it was easier for me to do so. And the clothes that I needed to be larger. Now, we can push this metaphor in quite a number of directions, and that's not all bad. But I think what I'm seeing here, and what I'm thinking particularly at this time of the year, is when we look back, if we're the looking back kind of people, can we see where it is that we have grown in these things? Can we see which area has been the one that we have grown the most in? That we need a new suit of patience. We need a new outfit of humility because the old one's tight and not fitting well. It doesn't mean we can't still use it, of course. Many people wear clothes a little bit beyond where they fit. That's okay. But isn't it nice when we get the clothes that do fit? And isn't it even nicer when we look at this from the perspective of we have grown in the things that make us more and more like Jesus? That we have grown in the things that make us the very best people we can be. We've grown in things that make us easier to be around, that make us better neighbors and friends and family members, all of those things. And we've done that under the guidance and the energy of the Holy Spirit, who loves us enough to not let us stay where we are in these things. And sometimes we don't like the growth. Sometimes we grow out of our favorite clothes. It's more likely to happen when we're younger. We have a shirt we especially like, or a pair of pants, or whatever it might be. And we want to keep wearing it. But when we're finally convinced to put on something that fits, there's that sense of relief. And one of the things that many of us struggle with, at least so I've been told, or others other than me, one of the things I struggle with is looking at myself and being able to say, yes, you are growing in these areas. I have a tendency to be hard on myself. I don't think I'm alone there. I've talked to other people who are hard on themselves as well. But what I am learning to do is take a clear-eyed look at myself. Not looking only for faults, which is the easy thing for me to do, but to look and say, where have I grown in the good things of life? Am I more patient now? And the answer is yes, because I've worked hard on that one. I realize that nobody needs to hear what I think about somebody else's driving. And the way I stopped doing that is by telling people, pointing out how good other drivers were. It's really fun. it doesn't raise my blood pressure. It doesn't make me feel bad. It doesn't make me feel guilty. When I watch people, I go, that was a perfect zipper move. Merge. We all did it just right. Oh, that was wonderful. That was a good lane change. They're small things, but they've made me more patient with other people. I'm bigger in patience. I've grown in patience. I got a new patience outfit this year. Because we don't really have to wait till the other one squeezes a lot. Through the gift of the Holy Spirit includes clothes that fit us when we're talking about these kinds of clothes. But we need to look at where we are. It's important for us to look both backward and forward while living in the moment in which we live. We can't live in the past or the future. That's not just not possible. We need to remember to stay right where we are. But that doesn't mean we can't look back and say, this is where I've grown. And look forward and say, this is an area I would like to grow in. And when we look at all the things that we have in Colossians, there's lists of good things. Paul is big on lists. He would have loved the internet and its listicles. He would have been making memes and listicles day in, day out. When we look at these lists and we go, I'm actually better at that. I'm a more gentle person than I used to be. I don't use harsh words and harsh language, people hardly ever, compared to what I used to. That's a wonderful thing, but that humility I still need to work on. Whatever it might be, we look to the past to see where we have grown, to rejoice in what the Holy Spirit has done with us and through us, and to look at where we are in some areas. Do we need to grow in? Maybe that's where your resolutions go. Maybe that's where your yearly goals arise. From those things that we want to get better at, the clothes that Paul talks about. Because really, every year, we want to be better than we were before. And we work hard at it. We talk to other people, we pray, we listen to other people, we listen to the Holy Spirit, we do all of the things that we can. And we need to rejoice in what we have accomplished. It's all too easy for us to just look back at what we're lacking. And it's okay to look at that now and then. But it's also really important to look back and see where we have grown through our own efforts, empowered by the Holy Spirit, to become better and better at the things that we want to become better at. And to realize that, yes, in this past year, we've made steps towards becoming more and more like Jesus, more and more like the people we are created to be. Amen.